This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labus, and this is The Rundown. Leaders at a Chicago public school named for Cesar Chavez have started a process that could change the name of that school. This comes after a New York Times investigation released this week reported on allegations that Chavez groomed and sexually abused young girls when he was working in the farm workers movement. Chicago public schools officials say leaders at Cesar E. Chavez Multicultural Academic Center in the Back of the Yards neighborhood have begun to get community feedback. Any recommendation will go to the local school council and ultimately the school board. Affordability was top of mind this week for many Illinois residents on Election Day. My colleague Esther Yunji Kang reports a new report shows about half the state's residents lack what they need to thrive. Researchers at a D.C.-based think tank called the Urban Institute say in Illinois about half of all households don't have the full amount of resources they need to cover housing, food, savings, childcare, and healthcare costs. Researcher Ilham Dehri says that means families are forced to get creative.
They either have to cut back on maybe where they're living so they don't have adequate housing, purchasing less or lower quality food than they should be having, or maybe not going to the doctor as frequently. Those families are likely finding a way to make ends meet, but they are not thriving.
She says the percentage of households that lack resources climbs to as high as 75% in some areas of Chicago. The 20th edition of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema Annual Film Festival is kicking off in Chicago today. It features Pan-Asian films, some premiering for the first time in North America. There also will be special appearances from filmmakers and actors who are visiting from around the world. Festival founder and executive director Sophia Baccio says it's also the first time the fest is featuring a showcase of films in the LGBTQ+ category. Baccio says she recommends the Singaporean film A Good Child.
It's a touching, lovely, tender story, and also touch about some of the homophobia, you know, society criticizing this particular community.
A Good Child is screening tomorrow at AMC New City in Chicago. The festival's full schedule and tickets are available on its website. And happy news at the Lincoln Park Zoo. The zoo has welcomed a new baby black rhinoceros. 20-year-old Eastern black rhinoceros Kapuki gave birth yesterday. The Sun-Times reports the female calf weighed about 60 pounds at birth and took her first steps about an hour and a half after being born. The species is critically endangered. It's part of a specialized breeding program with just about 1,000 in the wild. About 98% of this species population was wiped out between 1960 and 1995 because of poaching and habitat loss. You're listening to The Rundown. A growing number of food delivery robots are driving around Chicago's north and west sides. Can Chicagoans and bots share the sidewalk? My colleague Brendan Kondritz finds out.
It was a drizzly Tuesday afternoon when I met Josh Robertson in Lincoln Park. We took a walk around his neighborhood, and it wasn't long before we found a box on wheels, a food delivery robot. Robertson remembers the first time his family saw one.
It felt futuristic, kind of amusing.
Two food robot companies have come to town, Coco Robotics in 2024 and Serve Robotics last September. You may have seen them around. Coco's bots are pink and orange, and Serve's are green and white with blinking eyes. They certainly look futuristic. But Robertson says that novelty wore off the first time his family approached one on the sidewalk.
We at first pointed and chuckled, but as it got closer, we found ourselves feeling the need to step out of its way so that it could pass. And that immediately raised a lot of questions for me. What the effect of these robots might be for Chicagoans of all stripes.
Chicago City Council passed a so-called personal delivery device pilot program in 2022. It allows these robots to make short-distance deliveries using sidewalks and crosswalks. Robertson wanted to know if other people had concerns about the robot's impact on sidewalk accessibility and on jobs for people who deliver food. So he launched a petition calling on the city to pause the bots until after a public hearing. It's gotten nearly 4,000 signatures. He read me some of the submissions.
Wouldn't move out of the way for me and my grocery cart. I have a mobility impairment requiring the use of crutches to walk. On more than one occasion, these robots stop in the center of the sidewalk as they approach me, not leaving enough room to safely walk around. The sidewalks are very icy right now, and I'm pregnant, so it's already hard to walk and avoid ice.
Serve CEO Ali Kashani said in an interview with WBEZ, the company's mission is to reduce the country's reliance on cars. He says deliveries are a good place to start, but he's aware of the pushback in Chicago.
We need to understand what the concerns are and try to learn from it as much as possible and improving the robots as much as possible. That's an ongoing process. It's people can reach out to us. Every email is responded to.
Serve has nearly 140 bots in Chicago. They live in a warehouse in Westtown.
Here is where we do all our maintenance, where we get our deliveries in.
That's Alex Nelson. He manages the fleet and gave me a tour. Every morning, his team loads about 75 bots into vans and drops them off around their approved service area. They can track them on deliveries throughout the day. And then at night, Nelson says his team brings them all back to charge. He grew up in the suburbs and has lived in the city for 15 years. So next to the rows of charging stations, I asked Nelson about what he thought of the argument that sidewalks are for people first and about his response to the company's critics.
I'm never going to not stop like hearing what those people have to say, but I also want to make sure that like, if you're like, no, I don't want bots, period. Okay, then that burrito that that bot is delivering is showing up in a car or a truck or something else. Like, are you okay with that?
What happens with the bots from here is unclear. The pilot program is managed by Chicago's Department of Transportation and its Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Office. BACP declined WBEZ's interview request. CDOT said in a statement that both offices review monthly reports from COCO and Serve, and that residents can submit feedback using 311. COCO said in a statement they want to make local delivery, quote, safer, more sustainable, and more cost-effective. Near the end of my walk with Josh Robertson, who's behind the petition, a Serve bot named Tahoe was driving toward us.
This part, this sidewalk is pretty narrow, and there are...
As we approached a pinch point between a light pole and a sandwich board, Tahoe got a little confused.
It's very challenging to pass. It's just waiting for us to go around. And so my choices are either to step dangerously close to the street, to back up and let the robot pass, or to stand here indefinitely, apparently.
So we stepped to the side, and after some starts and stops, Tahoe thanked us and was on its way.
That was illustrative of the kind of thing that I think a lot of Chicagoans now experience fairly often. Being in a standoff with the robot and having to defer, having to get out of the way or go around, potentially into more dangerous situations.
The pilot program won't continue past May 2027 without city council approval. Brandon Kondritz, WBEZ News.
Weather, partly sunny, a mild day. We're in the low 70s in much of Chicago. And then tonight, partly cloudy, a little chilly, a low in the upper 30s. And for the weekend, mid-60s and sunshine on Saturday, a chance of rain on Sunday, high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.